Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, back to Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Roger and JP Show, 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025, especially if you're an expert on orgy signals.
Yeah.
Because apparently that's what we need to be.
You want to tell us what happened? Was there like a big light in the sky? What happened?
Shaped
like a schlong?
I didn't really think of it at all as anything. And then Lori was like, what are they doing? And then I was like, oh, they are doing that. And then it looked so obvious. But then because I didn't think of anything at the time, was I giving off okay signal? I don't know. So
what happened?
Lori's staying at an Airbnb. And I always prefer it to be no people that own the house there. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And it's this little cottage villa thingy off of the main house that she's staying at. But the people that own it are there. Like, they're living in the house, like, right there.
The separate house.
Yeah, but it's still, I can see you. I see your dining room. It's weird.
Okay.
So the first night on Friday, I didn't see them. And I was like, okay, that's cool. And they have a hot tub out, by the way. They have a big patio and a hot tub out there. And Lori said that they had said multiple times, you feel free to use the hot tub. It's all yours whenever you want to use the hot tub. So Saturday I came over like kind of during the day before it got dark, and they were sitting out there, and it was like, oh, and they had like two other couples out there. So it was like a total of six people, couples, and they were all just chill. Like they retired. Mm-hmm. I don't know, just chilling. Barbecue, whatever. And so then I was like, oh, is this just getting together? Is there an occasion? And they're like, it's Bo's birthday. Have you met Bo? And Bo was super nice. Probably shouldn't be using their real names. And I was like, oh, you know, nice to meet you. And it was, everything was just lingering. And like, I couldn't put my finger on it.
What does that mean, lingering?
It's a vibe of like eyes looking like, you know, like I felt like I was supposed to catch on to something
that
I wasn't. Yeah, that I wasn't catching on to at the time. I just felt kind of weird. And so whatever. And Lori was done. She came out and so we were all of us were talking in a group for a while. Like, what are you guys doing? And
six people, three couples, you, and then Lori came out.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just trying to make sure I'm understanding what's going on here. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Everybody's looking at my boobs now. Kind of. So then they were like, oh, well, you know, it doesn't matter how late, you know, we'll be up. Well, you know, the party's going to go on for a while. And then they like were turning on the hot tub, and the hot tub was like active and like bubbling, like going. And they're like, oh, well, hot tub later, you girls can join us. It was a whole thing. I'm like, okay, that's fine.
And that's nice, right?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's nice, right? I feel like that was just an extension of fun, like a little mini party. And then we left. Lori and I went out to the beach and had fun or whatever. And Lori was telling me that they were like, not dropping hints, but like with the husband, like, I don't know if they were married or whatever, but like the guy would be like alone with her and like, hey, do you want to come in a hot tub with us? And then the girl separately would be like, it was just very, everybody.
Yeah, this is not their first rodeo.
A lot of suggestions.
I know. And I'm like, maybe they're just being friendly. And so we got home that night, and it was like just before midnight. So it wasn't like 3 a.m. or anything. And I'm dropping her off, and I was like, their lights are all on. Like, they're all
They said they'd be up.
I mean, so then I was like, she's like, well, you have to come in with me. I'm like, I'm going home. I don't need any part of this orgy. Have fun. I said, honestly, I feel like you should. You look like, you'd have a good time, and you do what you want to do. Have a blast, and then tell me about it tomorrow. But I'm not going into this orgy scene or whatever. So I left, and I was like, whatever. And I just come to find out it was a little awkward for her, where she knew that if she didn't do anything, nothing happened. Mm-hmm. But she knew that if she would have taken the invitation when she walked in and they were like, hey, come on in, that she's like, I know, like, the people were drunk. It was a, you know,
come on in and take your pants off.
Yeah, I feel like it would have been she's like, I got the vibe. It would have been a full on whatever. So I'm like,
wow.
I mean, why did
they, but did she see them all doing anything? Was it still three couples?
Yes, everybody was still there and up.
Everybody was still there. And she walked in, so she would have been the odd one out.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. But I feel like...
But everybody was dressed when she got there?
There were two girls in the hot tub that she couldn't tell if they had bathing suits on. but again, she wasn't like... She was just trying to get out of that awkward situation. So she just kind of surveyed it, got the vibe, and was like, I'm going into my little cabana.
Good for her. This is not their, this is a brilliant way for a swinger couple to just constantly have
constant new
possibilities.
Clients. Yeah, right.
Possibilities. Right. You know, if they rent it out 10 times, one's going to be interested. Mm-hmm. You know, chances are.
They're just playing the odds. They're just
chances are.
They're throwing it out there.
And if they're looking to have the devil's threesome, well, then chances are that's probably a much easier sell.
I just felt like, okay, I didn't notice it at all, but it was a weird vibe. And then I'm like looking back, like, maybe that would have happened. And then get the confirmation of Lori's when she said when she got home, it was like, I feel like that might have been an orgy in the waiting. Maybe.
How long is she staying in there for?
I know. 30 days. I'm like, good luck dodging that for 30 days.
This is not the last of this conversation.
She's going to have to give in and just give in to the orgy eventually.
I feel like this is going to be an every Thursday, Friday, Saturday kind of thing.
So when I walk in, I was there Sunday, yesterday at like noon or something. And when I came yesterday, I walked through the gate and like on the side of the house to get to the little cottage. And I was walking by, I hear, hi. And I look over and then one of the windows was open and there was a guy in there. And I'm like, oh, hi. And I just kept walking. I'm like, I don't know. I got to go.
Talking through his open window. Yeah, you don't know, like if you look in, if he's got no clothes on.
Don't know. Just keep walking.
It's like that scene out of old school. Hello, I'm here for the gangbang.
Yeah, I know. Like, I gotta go. I don't know. And so, I mean, but the thing is, they were super friendly. I have nothing bad to say. Like, they were nice and fun. And you know, nobody was like 175 years old, but nobody was 20. Right. You know what I mean?
But if you're just being friendly and you just met, they just met you and they only met her once, you know, whatever, right? They would have said, listen. We're in it tonight, but anytime during your 30 days, you want to use a hot tub if we're not out here, go ahead. Like, not making it like, come with us, like instantly.
Yeah.
Because
that,
but,
yeah,
10 but, times.
But then it's,
you know,
different.
I mean?
Then when she's in there and they do come home, mm-hmm. they come in, you mind if we join you? What's she going to say? No, stay out of your own hot tub?
Yes, exactly. And then what if she and I are in it? Because when Lori and I were talking about it before she met them and everything, she was like, oh, there's a hot tub. I'm like, ooh, we get to go hot tub and this will be fun. And we thought it was going to be a just me and her situation.
Right.
Now, if we would have went in the tub, it would have been like, then all of a sudden one of them comes out with a glass of wine or something. I don't know. I don't know.
Let me ask you a question. I'm just trying to figure out exactly how far Lori would push things. Let's just say the two of you were in that hot tub together. And no, I'm not saying you guys are going to. That's not what I'm thinking. Would she even think twice about using one of the jets while you were in the hot tub?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I have no doubt in my mind. That's probably something that she plans on doing. I don't even think it would be an accident. It would just be like, okay, while we're in here, might as well.
With you in there.
I think she would joke around about it with me in there. I don't know if she, what would actually
happen.
Would
she go all the way to the end?
I don't know. I would start laughing.
What if she did?
I would start laughing. Like, what are you, to me, again, Lori, I just forget how she is and it cracks me up. Like, I literally just laugh the whole time and then have to, you know, make sure she doesn't go too far in public.
It's not your problem if she goes too far in public.
You know.
Why do you take on the parent role?
I do. That's the thing. I don't like it. I don't. I'm usually the one that's
really
has to be reined in, and now I'm the reiner inner. It's
why
I don't because otherwise
why?
Honestly,
think about it. I'm asking you. Why do you think that is?
One of the reasons you're actually going to like, because I always get mad when you assign age limits to thing, and I'm like, what's the matter? Who cares how old you are? To me, it was fun, and I didn't stop her or me when we were 22 and 23 because we're silly 20-year-old girls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not. Like, I don't know. She has a career, like a really good, serious career where she's won national awards and stuff. Like, she's in charge of people. And
we gotta just, but she's also allowed to have a sex life. Like, she's also allowed to do whatever she wants to do as long as she's not hurting anybody, right? Why do you feel like then you have to parent it?
I don't know. I just do. I feel like someone has to be responsible.
Just to like put a little governor on it so you guys aren't.
Do you worry about her putting herself into dangerous situations?
Kind of. And I'll tell you why. When she lived in California, I wasn't worried about her at all. She lived the whole California life. She was fine. But coming from Iowa, like just this weekend, I noticed little things like she has a big purse and it's like got compartments and stuff. And she just leaves it on the table wide open. And I'm like, girl, you know, close the, at least close it up. And you know what I mean? Like, there's just, I think she's coming from an Iowa mentality of
still,
it just doesn't, wow. She's lived there. She lived there for a few years now. Right. So I don't know. I just worry about her for that.
Mm-hmm.
Just please don't get yourself. And she's very, very flirty. She'll talk to whoever and be flirty about it. And some guys might get the wrong idea and slip her a roofie or something. I just don't want her to get in trouble.
Oh,
you know?
Oh my God. You play.
But she lived on her own. You said
you go out the whole night and you play defense.
Kind of. Well, no.
A little bit. It sounds like it.
Just not defense. Just not. Just be careful. Just be. We can have.
It's like
fun.
You're keeping an eye when she's not.
Does she want to? Does she even want to hear it?
No, I don't. I don't. I just. Other than the purse thing, I don't like let her know. I'm just like okay. And it's honestly fun to watch.
I'm very, very surprised, and I'll tell you why. Because you're always the free spirit. Anytime we have these conversations, and I'll say, I wish I can just let myself go, but I can't do it. And JP, why do you think so much? And why can't you just be silly? Why can't you just do this? Why can't you just do that? Don't know the answer. I just can't do it. And now all of a sudden, it's usually you, but because somebody out-use you,
you
go into parent mode.
You're right. That's, you nailed
and
it.
And you're a completely different person than you are any other day of the week. It doesn't make any sense.
It's almost like you do like a big sister thing, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Someone's got, and especially this weekend, I just feel like, she needs to blow off a lot of steam. She starts her new job tomorrow, so she's really just taking this time to kind of, make the adjustment. It's a whole lifestyle change, and she's, just going to be silly until she starts her job. And so I felt like I don't mind being that person at all. Especially because she needs it. So that's cool.
Does she know she needs it? Does she think she needs it? Or she was like, would you leave me alone? I'm 50 years old.
No, it's not the vibe. I think it's more, she knows she can go off the, honestly, when she's out, you nailed it. She's a free spirit. She doesn't even pay attention. I don't see her. There's zero paying attention to any detail. So
yeah, it's my sister-in-law. They're the same person.
So I feel like, I know she's not mad at it. I just don't think she notices it. I think she's just like, okay. When I mentioned the purse thing, I'm like, girl, you got it. She's like, literally, that's her life. And then she just kept walking. I'm like, okay.
Are you jealous?
No, I don't know. I wouldn't say jealous, but I feel very, very weird being the person who's reining stuff in. I don't like it. I like to be the one who's having fun. And I am having fun. It's just fun with a governor. I don't like the governor. Mm.
So?
I'm like the adult over
why
here.
Are you doing it then? You don't have to. You put this, for whatever reason, you put this role on yourself. She didn't ask you to do it.
No.
She didn't ask you to be her mom. You know what I'm saying? But you, for some reason, you put it on yourself. And now you're sitting there and you say to us, I want to have a good time without a governor. So go ahead. There's zero stopping you, but you.
But the friends you usually go out with, you usually feel like one of them has your back, usually. And so in this case, you don't feel like Lori has any part of your back. So that you reverse the role? Are you usually out when you're out partying without Lori? You know, your other friends, do you totally feel like that? Like you're the party girl and the other ones are kind of slightly more conservative?
They're definitely, everybody's more conservative than I am in regards to, letting loose or whatever. Yes. Nobody looks out for me per se because I look out for myself. I know I'm only responsible for myself. Let me put it to you that way. I know it's just me. And whatever I do, if I do something silly or stupid, it's on me. I'm not embarrassing anyone else. I'm not hurting anyone else. I'm just, this is me and take it or leave it.
So nobody, none of your friends feel the need to parent you, but yet you feel the need to parent just this one.
I feel like you're
my best friend.
I feel like you're my therapist,
trying to understand it. I kind of am.
You kind of are. And the thing is, and I'm not in any way trying to start a fight or anything, but I don't like my therapist when she does crap like this. It's like, shut up. Just shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. Shut
up. She's
getting
right to the bone.
But I do know what I'm talking about.
She's actually doing her job.
I know what I'm talking about. Exactly. I'm just trying to understand what it is.
Yeah, there it is.
Because there's a reason you step into that role. There's a reason. You don't know what it is. It's just like when my therapist, it drove me crazy too when my therapist, what do you think set the panic attack off? I don't effing know what set it off, man. It just went, but there's something that did it. There's a reason you took this role on. And I don't know how long it's been going on. And it's been since the last 10 years. It's been your entire relationship.
Oh, no, it's always been. Well, like I said, when we were younger, when we both lived in Iowa together in our early 2021, whatever, nobody was looking out for anybody. It was a bunch of, a free for all. Then ever since then, when we moved and she moved and I moved and whatever, and we'd get together, I always seem to get that.
I think I might have this. and I can understand if you don't want to answer the question. Was she ever in an abusive relationship?
Yes.
There you go.
See, and I was
going toward nailed it, and you want to protect her from anything bad happening to her.
Maybe that's it.
I was going toward Monica would have loved to have had the mom figure protecting her, and now she's Lori's someone she cares about a lot, and so she's putting doing the role of like momming her a little bit, like she wishes her mom did back when she was a kid. That's where I was going with it.
Dear God, I'm going to start crying. This is like a therapist session. I don't like it. You guys are all wrong. Screw you. I'm not coming back. Never coming back.
Definitely not wrong. You just don't want to see her in that in a position to get hurt again, physically or mentally.
It's funny that you should say that, because when we first started hanging out like we do, like we knew each other for forever, but when we started really becoming best friends and hanging out or whatever, I got off a bad relationship, but she got out of an abusive one, and I was livid with that man, like livid. So maybe that's it, Dr. JP.
Got you, girl.
Mm. Yeah.
Now you know.
I'm not paying you 50 bucks.
30?
You don't even have to go this week.
What the hell kind of cheap back alley therapist are you going
to? Why is it a back alley? Maybe I just have good insurance. I don't know.
30 bucks. Bill's your insurance. There you go. That'll explain it. All right, well, now we got it.
Well, sounds like you're in for a month of good times.
Yeah. Orgies all over
with
the place.
A little governor on it.
A summer of fun is what I'm calling it. And you know what? I'm glad you guys said that, because she is a grown-ass woman.
Yeah.
And we'll
she
look
lived
out
on her own.
100%. We'll look out for each other, but I don't have to assume the mom role. I'm going to have to slowly wean myself.
Don't be her fun sponge.
We had a blast, even though I was making sure.
I know, but if she wanted to take part in that orgy, you'd be running out the door.
I told her, I dropped her off. Do what you got to do. I ain't doing it.
But if it breaks out in front of you, you know what I'm saying?
She's running up the hills.
I gotta go.
You're out. You're a fun sponge. It's okay.
We're Roger JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Half hour to Dead Guy in the Envelope. Be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.